Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned on. Tell me right now, I'll be done. I'll play my fight song.
This is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Yes, it's a rotten, cloudy, creepy day here in Queens in New York City. It just keeps raining. We're waiting for the sun to shine at some point, but that's okay. It's right now in my house, it's sunny and chair. We're going to be talking about some good stuff today. Yes, namely my favorite topic of theater. But before we do, there's nothing like hearing a great promo.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these delicious brownies at www.brownies.com, and they have cookies, soft batch cookies. I'm drooling now, but let's talk about the theater, mainly theater by the bay. And we have, do I have Patrice or do I have Kathy?
You have Patrice at the moment, and those brownies sound delicious. I'm hungry myself, Merle.
They are really like, nothing has topped them. Okay. Anyway, so talk to me. First of all, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
All right. Well, good morning. Soggy morning in New York as well over here in Forest Hills. My name is Patrice, and the guest director over at Theater by the Bay. It's a nice little gem of local community, and we're producing a production of Beau Jest by James Sherman. It's a very charming and heartwarming story about how far a young Jewish girl will go to please her parents and all the mayhem that ensues.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you know there was a movie that kind of was similar kind of thing that came out for Christmas?
Yes. It was a few years back.
Did you see that?
And unfortunately, I did not. And I did get it confused. I believe it was the Gary Cooper movie back in the 1940s.
Oh, no, this was only a few years ago. Something about Switched at Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, and I was holding off to, because I try not to watch anything as I'm in a production.
Oh, no, it's not the same. It was just something similar, what they did, where these two people were like, I don't know if they paid each other to be with each other for the holidays so that their parents would think there's somebody in their life and leave them alone. And
Jewish, very similar.
Woman and a Catholic guy, and that was quite humorous.
Well, that's pretty
anyway,
much,
So,
yes, I'm sorry, Morgan.
When you say that you're a guest director, is that what you said?
Yes, yes. We have Kathy Trementi, who is our artistic director, and she's what we would say the resident director there. And the usual season is two productions a year, one for the fall, one for the spring, of course. And generally, Theater by the Bay has leaned towards doing musicals. So this is a little departure from what they usually do, and especially since they're in their 15th anniversary season. And I'm going to say is we're a little short on time. So, okay, well, why don't we go with a comedy or a drama? And we found this little gem, and they reached out to certain individuals, including myself, to see if, because I had also done some work with them in the past, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity. And I said, why not? And it was just a wonderful experience working with a small cast. It could go either way, but it was just very, very wonderful. We have an excellent cast. Everyone is top-notch professional. Our cast and crew working hard as we speak. They're painting the set and putting the final touches on. I do hope that we get a wonderful audience to come down and see it because it really is a marvelous production.
So what's your background in terms of that got you into directing?
Oh, well, without giving my age away, going back to my, I guess I could say, when I was born out of the womb, my mother said that I was always a little bit of a drama queen. But when I got into high school and into college, I decided that, I really do enjoy this. I enjoyed the dance. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the performance. And I did major in performance and theater and drama and dance. And did a little work. And then, of course, you get a little bit sidetracked with life happens. But always, I always came back full center, full circle, right back to theater and to the arts. And here I am today working with Theater by the Bay.
So in terms of the directing, because there's a time when you're acting or doing,
right.
other things, but how often have you directed a show?
Oh, well, I started... again, we're going back when arts and education, nobody knew what that was, it wasn't cool at the time to say it. But I got involved with various schools throughout the boroughs, some private, some public. And I started off in after-school programs doing drama classes with kids. And then it escalated, and then I was invited to be part of the mainstream curriculum. They would actually give me a class. And I would be working with all ages, anywhere from 8 to 18. And again, it just kept developing. I got involved with the face-to-face arts and education conferences, various theater organizations, and just directing kids and actually mounting full-scale productions, musicals, working with staff, having the adults be part of the productions as well. And, so it was a natural transition from performance into directing. And if you had to ask me which one I like better, I couldn't say. I like them equally both, wearing both hats.
Well, I would imagine in terms of acting, it helps when you're directing because you're looking at it another perspective.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I guess maybe I'm partial to what the actor's needs are. And a little more sensitive let's say one day they can be having a great rehearsal or a great performance, and then another day they might be a little bit off. And, I understand what's inside of an actor's head. And I think for a director, I think as an actor, too, when I studied acting, we were part of your program was to take directing courses. And I think the reverse should be, if not already, I think directors would benefit from taking an acting course or two. It's always good to know both sides, where the process is, how you process.
Yeah, that is a good idea. And so in terms of how long have you been with the company, by the way, with Theater by the Bay?
Theater by the Bay? Not very long at all. Last year, we Kathy Tremonti, who is the artistic director, she put together, created what was called Salute to the Tonys. So it was a wonderful evening of the best of Broadway, so to speak. And I got a call, come on down, we'd love to have you, you know, audition, and we'd love to use you. And that was my first foray with them. And then I got the call from Kathy and from the producers saying that, you know, we know that you have a background. Would you at all be interested in directing the show? And I said, sure, why not? Let's talk. And so this is my second project with them.
Oh, that's great.
And it's
no,
a lovely
great.
Group to work with. Wonderful group to work with.
If you, by the way, if you want, you can name the cast. You can. Yeah.
Oh, if I may, that would be wonderful.
Go back
yeah,
by all means.
Yeah. So if they're listening, I'm going to give everybody a plug here. We have the our lead actress, who her name is Neely Resnick, and she's playing the role of Sarah Goldman, who is our star of the show. She's the one that has to choose between the two suitors, one who she's paying and the other one who the parents don't like at all. Then the boyfriend, who is not Jewish and the parents don't like, is being played by Kyle Cheng, wonderful, wonderful actor. And the escort boyfriend, who actually turns into her real boyfriend, the role of Bob Schroeder is being played by Stephen Calogeros. Moving down the line into the family, we have Sarah's brother, Joel Goldman, who is being portrayed by Rob Goldman. We have the mother and the father. So we have Abe Goldman, who is being played by Bob Budnick. We got some Robs, we got some Bobs. And last but certainly not least, we have the mother, Miriam Goldman, who's being portrayed by Amy Goldman. So if you don't think that all the names during our rehearsals are getting very confusing, yes, it is.
Yeah.
But they're all dynamite professional cast. I couldn't have hoped for a better cast. They're amazing. Always giving, always going the extra yard, always giving more than 100% at every rehearsal. So it's a director's dream.
Yeah, well, with community theater, a lot of time you seem to have each of the groups seems to have sort of like the same people in the various shows. Is this the same? I mean, of these.
What I'm finding out as well too is that the actors, they tend to go from group to group, which is great. I like to open up the auditions because a director always has to have in mind when you're mounting a show, a director should have in mind, okay, I have one or two, three people that I could cast for this role if they're available, so on and so forth. But I always like to hold open auditions because you never know. You get some nice surprises with people that you may never have worked with before. So we did have open call auditions. We actually had at least three auditions because we wanted to give everybody that came down the opportunity. But yeah, no, we do have open call auditions, absolutely.
Did you, as a director, did you choose the cast? I mean, with the auditions and everything, did you choose?
Yes, yes. Certain roles I did confer with Kathy, because she had worked with some of the actors before. But ultimately, in the end, I was very, very pleased with who we cast. Wouldn't change a thing. And, the final end, it's the director who has the final say on the casting.
Mm. Do you want to give an extra little plug with telling us why each of them were being cast? why they
sure.
were chosen?
Sure, absolutely. And since we're coming into our tech week, or what's commonly referred to as Hell Week, some of them I told them, you know, I couldn't say it before, but I'll tell you now why you cast. for our lead actress, I didn't even see her. As soon as she walked in the waiting area, I heard her voice, and I said, "That's my girl." So it's just something about her voice. Yeah, no, I heard it, and I said, "That's what I hear in my head. That's my vision." And when she walked in, I said, "So much the better. She fit the role." And she's a lovely girl, lovely personality, and her personality just comes out through the character and on stage. The role of our first suitor, her first boyfriend, Kyle, he just blew me away. The guy was amazing, absolutely amazing. He just has this presence on stage, and he just takes command. And for the character, his character is in advertising, and he's this big shot in advertising. And he came out on stage, and he just commanded the stage. So I said, "That's it. He's my guy." Let's see who else. Oh, the mother. We have Amy Goldman. She's hysterical. She is the epitome of every ethnic mother. It doesn't have to be Jewish. I mean, she could be an Italian mother. She could be a Polish mother. She's wonderful. She gets it without making it more of a cartoon character. She absolutely gets it. I mean, the reading, she just, again, blew me away. Our father, who is Bob Budnick, the Abe Goldman. Again, same thing too. As soon as he walked in, and as soon as he read his first line, I said, "That's it. That's my father." It was just a nice quality, a nice, again, a lovely paternal quality that came from him as well. Let me see. Am I forgetting anyone here? We have Steve, who is our the boyfriend who wins. We'll say at the end, who wins the hand of Sarah. Again, he had such a lovely innocence about him when he came in. And just a sweetness, which is what I was looking for. Let's see, who else did I get? Everybody? Oh, Joel? Did we get Joel? No, I didn't get Joel. Joel, the brother. Again, he came in funny. He's got most of the one-liners in the show, and he nailed it. He just got it every time. He just got it with the sarcasm and the dry wit, and it just as I say, it took us about 3 auditions to really solidify. And then again, sometimes you have an audition and you know right away when the person walks in. So it was quite a process, an auditioning process. But in the end, a lot of their personalities are coming through. And of course, I mean, that's, you know, what happens. But it works. It works.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear, you know, why, you know, certain people got cast as opposed to. Oh, God, we just needed some people. I mean,
you're right. Let's just put the body in right now. We were very, very blessed that we had some wonderful, and even the runner-ups, I shall say. I'm keeping them in mind, you know, for any other productions I do, because we really had a wonderful, wonderful turnout for everybody that auditioned. So if anybody is listening, please do come back and audition for our next performance, our next production.
Do you have any idea, like, what they're looking at for in the next production, which I imagine would be
there's a lot,
musical,
yeah, it's
I
going
guess.
To be a musical. Yeah, it's going to be a musical. There's a lot of titles on the table right now, so I can't really say. I'm not able to divulge until they actually have the, you know, the rights to say so. But it will be a musical. And I do believe Kathy is planning on mounting a larger production, to be able to get a lot more people involved.
Well, just to throw it out there, I have a whole load of Broadway scripts, many of which are...
I'll take them, Merle.
which are either... Well, now, see, it used to be I would go to the Broadway show to review it, and then they would give it to me hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a whole bunch of those, but now it's like, oh, and I need a copy of the script, and I get it sent as a PDF.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, but
you have quite a
but
library.
I get them. Oh God, and I have a lot of musicals too. So in case you wanted to, somebody
we're
wanted
gonna
to
call
get
you
together,
next time,
I can, you know, to show you what I have. You know, they're quite useful. Yeah, that's
you are
that's,
on speed dial right now. Okay.
Well, I did. I was offering it once, and then I just like okay, this was a while ago, and I thought, you know, I mean, like, did not old plays. You know, they're not like, you know, plays from like the 30s or 40s or 50s or kind of thing. And these are pretty much, mm-hmm. I guess, in the last 20 years, you know. So you could, somebody could take a look at those if they want.
Yeah, no, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to see, what's the show? Party Face. Which is starring Haley Mills.
Oh, my.
You remember Haley Mills?
Little Haley Mills. I'm showing my age now, right there.
I looked at her and go, ooh, did I get old?
No longer a Disney child star, right?
No, but it was interesting to see that she's, you know, that she's cast in the show, and I'm going to get to see that one. That's next on my list.
Wonderful.
A lot of them coming up, and it's also a matter of schlepping into Manhattan to see the show.
Yeah, that's true, but, too. Yeah, and especially with, you know, the weather, you know, it's always beholden to the weather. But, yeah, I try to get in as often as I can to see a show. And still waiting to win those tickets for Hamilton. That's one of the ones I haven't seen yet.
I have to tell you which one you have to see if you haven't. The Play That Goes Wrong.
I have not seen that yet. It's on my list.
I have to tell you, I've seen it twice. If there's any way I could see it every day, I would do it. I have never,
yeah.
I'm not even saying laughed. I mean screaming with laughter. It's the funniest play I have ever seen. And especially anybody who directs a show would be screaming too. Or anybody who's been in the show would be screaming. Because, and it's the...
You sold me on it.
it's the timing of what everybody does. And the
mm-hmm.
concept basically is these people are putting on a show, and no matter what goes wrong, they're going to go with the script. Whatever the script says, regardless of what goes wrong. And definitely has to be seen. But I have a feeling that right now I think we get Kathy on the air. Are you there, Kathy?
Okay, great.
I'm here.
Hey, Kathy.
Better late than never, I guess, right?
Yeah, okay. So now you got time. Talk about yourself. Tell us who you are and how long you've been with the theater group.
Well, I work very closely with Patty now. She is our director at our theater, and I'm artistic director over at Theater by the Bay. And this theater has been in existence for about 13 years, and it is actually a theater within within the temple of the Bayside Garden Jewish Center. And it's funny, we really need to get this out to the public because a lot of people, other than the sign that they see on the lawn about what we're actually showing, you know, like whether it's a play or a musical, nobody really knows who we are and what we do. And it's so important to get it out either to the airwaves or through, you know, to let people know that we are a theater. I don't know if we have to put an awning out, but
yeah.
You know, we do exist, and we are happily living in Bayside, you know, putting on amazing shows with amazing talent. So, and I'm happy to be collaborating with Patty now because she gets it.
Well,
right back at you, girl.
it's the local papers that you need, right?
Well, we do that too, but you know, it doesn't reach everyone because, you know, you'll see the Tribune, you'll see the Courier, you see the Times, you see them in those little stands and stuff, and sometimes you take them and sometimes you just, like, you don't. I mean,
nice.
You know, it takes about a week and a half, I think, before, you know, any of the papers are gone or even taken. I've seen people take them, but it's so scarce. And who knows? They may not like theater. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, where would you like it to be?
I don't know. I don't
like
have a clue.
To be?
I mean, it's, you know, we've done so much as put a sign on the lawn. We've put ads in paper. Now we're talking with you. I don't know. I mean, I'm skywriting. I don't know.
I mean, even we've been doing grassroots efforts. We're making flyers and distributing them out to any of the stores and vendors and see if they'll put them in the windows. Yeah, just as Kathy said, we're just trying to get the word out there. I mean, it's a little gem of a space, and we really Theater by the Bay really puts out some fantastic productions.
I mean, and the things people have said, which are wonderful,
yeah.
You know, like people are like, oh, you know, you don't have to go all the way to New York City to see, you know, quality theater. You can come right to Queens. And, you know, that's especially good for seniors and people who really don't want to travel to New York.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and they'll get half, more than half the price. They'll get a quarter of the price of what they pay for a Broadway ticket. You know?
Oh,
and
yeah. Well, isn't there, I keep forgetting the name of it. There's a publication, something with the word Broadway, and he puts out, they put out where the shows are, even if they're not in Manhattan.
Local Theater New York?
I think that's it.
And that's a great website, too. That's great. Yeah.
Well, you'll get two papers out of this one. Well, actually, I have to see. What's going to happen with this is I'm going to be writing the article for the Times Ledger. And I said,
okay.
You know, and they usually, and this is like, this is, kind of thing. They like, everybody wants to put out preview pieces so people can go see the show. And
right,
I go, well,
right.
What good is it if it doesn't get reviewed as well? But what I saw, there's enough time to get out a preview piece as well as come to the show and review it as well.
Exactly, right.
So that'll
right.
be, you know, for, I'll get that into the Times Ledger. And, depending on, I could probably get something into the Queen's Times. I can't do the same article, obviously.
Right, right.
But I could get something in the Queen's Times. Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say maybe we could, I don't know where, I mean, publicity is like, it's a zero for me. I know nothing about it. I'm, you know, more, my stagecraft is on the stage, you know, performing, directing, and, you know, coordinating, but not, I got a zero in publicity because I wouldn't know the first thing, truthfully. I don't know. We sent out some press releases. We've, like you said, we've taken pictures and we've, you know, compiled a bunch of pictures to put in, you know, an article ahead of time. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is great. Being on the radio, I think this is excellent.
Well,
who hears this? Who hears this?
Well, this is going to be archived.
Okay.
So, in terms of publicity, you're totally welcome to, let's say, take this interview and put it right on your own website. Say we did a radio show with Burl Exit, kind of thing.
Okay.
And, you know. And you're welcome to do that. I'll give you the link. I'm purposely not saying anything, not saying any bad words.
I'm still waiting for those brownies, Merle.
Oh, the brownies. The next time I get them, if I can, I know. Kathy, you didn't hear about the brownies. I found these brownies called Fairy Tale Brownies. Found them. And you can't get better. They like eating fudge. I swear. And it's Belgian chocolate. And it's just amazing. But they came out and they came out with cookies. And the cookies, I said, okay, I got to try. All right, listen. Chocolate mint cookies. And I thought,
oh, my God.
They got, now they are they going to top the Girl Scouts. And I tried it, and it was, oh, my God. You would never want to buy a Girl Scout cookie again.
That's hysterical.
Yeah,
So they have competition, those poor little girls. Going to put them
well,
out of business.
You can pay those girls to put out flyers for us now.
Well, you have to. I mean, this is real quality stuff that they're putting out. It's not cheap at all. It's like you've got, you have to, like, nurture every single bite, and you'll want to.
Now, where do you get them?
You have to go to brownies.com. They don't sell them.
Okay, I'll be right back. Okay.
The other thing that I usually talk about too, I don't know if you're if you're a milk person, either of you. You like milk?
It's okay, but I'd rather put it in my coffee.
Oh, okay. Because then I found milk where the cream is at the top. Milk.
Oh,
wow.
Non-homogenized.
Yes, and the only place I seem to be able to get is if I go to Forest Hills to the Green Market.
Oh.
I'm down the block right now. I'm going to go.
Oh, and it's called Ronniebrook Farms.
Ronniebrook Farms, yes.
Yes.
That's hard to get there all the way upstate, yeah.
And they also have yogurts and butter, ice cream. Anyway, I don't want to drool all over my throat.
I'm already there.
Okay.
That's hysterical.
So let me get back to you, Kathy. So you've been with the company for ever?
Well,
for
I've
15
known.
Years?
Yeah, really. I've known them for a long time, and when one of the directors, who is now retired, when he left another theater and joined them, he asked me, why don't you come on over to this joint, because they do really good shows. So I said, okay. And then after he retired, that's when we had another director come in, and he was wonderful. He, started to change things drastically because, they have a limited budget, but you can be creative with the limited budget. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, but I have to say, Larry was the one who sort of brought this new invention, this new creation, this new wonderful thing over to them first, and then everybody sort of, like, added their own, creative abilities to it. And, we just want it to be the best it can be. And again, it's been, I guess, how many years? I've only been the artistic director for a year and a half.
Okay. Now, what does that encompass? I mean, what does it mean if you're the artistic director?
Basically, the one who's in charge of casting, or at least bringing in the people for any of our, guest directors, assisting the director in things that need to be done. I mean, we have stage managers and producers that also do that. But, I'll try to go out and I'll get the talent. I'll try to find the resources that they need, like, for the lighting and the person who operates the board and the lighting tech, and set up appointments and try to schedule. Try to find, vendors for costumes and, furniture, props, all kinds of things. But we do have people who have very specific jobs. We have a property master. She's wonderful. She is, she does everything for us. And we also have, like I said, we have great producers who, are really on task, and, it's just a really good group, What else do I do?
Do you find it easy enough getting the things you need?
Yeah, because you know what it is, too? I know a lot of people in theater in Long Island and Queens. I have personal friends that have done theater. I've performed with them because I'm also a performer. And, It's easy to reach out because we're all in this together, really. They're very willing to help, to offer advice, suggestions, you know, if they can't get it, they give me someone else. It's and, you know, vice versa. I do the same thing for them. If they ever need anything, I'm there for them, you know.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, you have to. It's so important. You know, there are some theaters in, you know, out there that will not offer to help, or they're very territorial and they don't want to let go of whatever it is that they have. And you know, but they'll definitely know they won't be calling me. Okay, you know. One hand washes the other.
Well, I was commenting to Pat about that I have, like, a whole load of scripts, because when I go to the Broadway shows to review them, and I say, you know, I can get a copy of the script, and at one time, you know, they would give me the hard copies. Now it's like, you know, they send me the PDF for me to upload. So if you ever want to look at any scripts.
Oh,
thank you. A lot of musicals, too.
We, you know, whenever we do a musical, we have to purchase the rights. We would never be able to, like, copy.
Yeah.
You know, it's an infringement upon.
Oh, yeah,
so
no, but
can't.
At least it'll give the opportunity to look at the
Oh, just to
whole
peruse
script.
It. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but thank you. I really appreciate that.
Somebody's got to be able to look at them. It's like, now what am I going to do with them? And it's sitting there, let's see who could, you know, check them out here, you know. So,
let me ask you something, Merle. What made you decide to do this? You know, like decide to you know, do a radio show and.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about someone who knows about publicity, what had happened, basically. Now, by the way, just to go quickly so you understand, my background has absolutely nothing to do with writing at all.
Okay.
My entire background has to do with being in show business, as a comedian, singer, and actress.
Wow.
So I know your whole, all that, I know everything about that stuff. But then I fell into writing, not even knowing I could write. So I started, I didn't know I could even, you know. But I realized, the only reason I realized I was able to write, because writing comedy, you got to have a opening, middle, and an end to everything. I went, okay, let's try it this way, thinking of that. But then what happened is, in terms of publicity, somehow I wound up doing 10 years of public relations for the New York Sharks women's tackle football team.
Oh, wow.
So I would go, a lot of it, what I wound up doing was, in my mind, I would create something that I could write about. What can I pull off so it's something that I would think about, that I would write about? I mean, so I would, you know, do little things like have them sign a football and bring it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and say, put it in here, please. And they did, you know, little things like that. But then what was going on was that I had one of the guys that I was also working with the team said to me, you need a website, you need your own website, you need this. And we got to a point. You know, I said, okay, now I got a blog, now I got that. And he said, you should do radio. I said, no. That was, of all of the things I have done in terms of show business, the least thing I wanted to do was the radio. And
right.
So I said, you could do it, and you could do it. So I got talked into it, and, you know, I thought, I don't know what I'm going to say, and I was writing things down. At this point, if somebody says, well, what are you going to ask us? I go, I don't know. Why get on the air, I'll tell you, know? Because what I do in terms of and if you want, by the way, I could tell you, I'll talk to you another time and tell you how you can get your own radio show. It doesn't cost you.
Oh,
I'll tell you how it could cost you or not cost you.
Women
really?
Theater,
and you
can
have your own radio show.
Huh. That's interesting. That would be interesting to listen to.
Yes, you could do that, and the whole thing is, in terms of that, you could use it to either interview somebody or just
mm-hmm.
you could do a 15-minute show if you want, just 15 minutes to, get across what you're doing, tell about the whatever play you're doing, and, you know, so on and so forth. And it's
and then put it on
the
website.
Internet,
I guess,
yeah,
right?
Goes all over the,
although a blog
yeah.
is something you'd log into, I guess, right? And then you listen to the blog, or if it's written,
no,
then
the,
obviously.
Well, the blog is writing. I started doing a blog because I wanted to make sure that the articles that I write are like sort of are accessible, and also so I can put allows me to do a bunch of photos. And video, so that's what the blog allows. The
right.
radio gives me the opportunity to have people to give publicity to other people. That's what it is, and there will be times I'll get you never know calls. I mean I have people, you know, like celebrities that I, you know, and people who just. Basically, I'm doing an article, and I want to get quotes. So
okay.
You know, so this is basically why I'm doing this. But also, I always say, just take this, it's archived. You're welcome to take this and
yeah, that's wonderful. That really, that would be so helpful.
But we could talk about this, as to what I could do to assist. And I can give you, whatever I use to do it. The more times
okay.
you can, well, see, when you, it's like when somebody said to me in Facebook, said, so what are you doing lately? I mean, this is like someone I hadn't talked to in like 40 years or something. I said, it's best to Google my name.
Yeah, you came right up.
If you Google my name, it's going to say radio and everything. It's going to tell you papers and stuff like that. But I have to
mm-hmm.
just tell you what the funniest thing was. Funniest thing was I'm Googling my name, and I'm going, I'm in whose book? somebody put me in their book. This was a very well-known casting director in the movies. And I'm going, why? I don't understand. Was this, it was that big a deal?
Oh, God, how funny.
You just never know. But anyhow, so as I say, like I can, when I get a chance, can call me whenever,
Okay,
and
No, that would be helpful. By the way, I'm seeing stuff on your Facebook. Did you visit Chinatown or?
No, I didn't go to Chinatown.
Or was this actually China?
No, actually what happened is that I went to some friend's house.
Okay.
And to celebrate the Chinese New Year. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Cool.
I've been friends that are in the arts. Actually, one of them, I have an article coming out next month for Women's History.
Wait, are they Asian American? You're saying that are in the arts?
Yes.
And doing singing, dancing.
Oh, all kinds of stuff. But let me. I have to. All right. Let me add a little more time to this so I don't doesn't. Cut you off here, okay?
Okay.
Because, for instance, here we go. Here we go.
Because I have a question for you when you're.
Oh yeah, just wanna. Okay, let's. Okay, go ahead.
So. There is a possibility that there's a future production of a Rodgers and Hammerstein that we're going to be doing. And if that is possible, would I be able to get some contact information from some of your friends who are in the arts?
Oh, yes, certainly. For instance, to give you an idea, I don't know if she could probably help you, but I don't know if she would do it. Now, you know who Yo-Yo Ma is, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yo-Yo Ma has a sister her name is Yu-Chang. Yu-Chang,
okay.
And her husband, Michael Dadup, live in mm-hmm. Queens.
Okay.
She's an accomplished violinist. She's a pediatrician, and the two of them run the Children's Orchestra Society.
Wow.
And to add to this, their daughter, Laura Dadup, is in show business.
Okay.
Which actually was very funny because I didn't know. I had interviewed Yu-Chang, and we spoke about her daughter, but I didn't really, you know, I was so busy dealing with something else. And then one day I went into the city. I was watching a show called Voca People.
Okay.
And I just thought the show was great, and particular. And I kept thinking, that woman is very funny. And I went a second time to bring some other people because I thought it was such a good show. So they decided to do the show at the Queens Center for the Performing Arts. I said, oh, that's great. And I went over there, and, you know, I'm going to see it. And I see Yu-Chang, and I say, oh, how come you're coming to see the show? She says, oh, my daughter's in it. I said, what? I didn't realize that was the person I thought that was so funny.
Wow.
So with her daughter being in it, so now what I wound up doing, I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago because I'm going to, you know, in terms of the Women's History Month, I'm looking mm-hmm. for women who are making history as opposed to they made history. That's what I'm doing. So between that and now the other, the family that I was with that you see on Facebook, this woman, Marlene Yu, she's an artist. She's a fine artist as opposed to performing artist. And, you know, so they know a lot of people. So between those two friends, they could be very helpful.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's really good to know because, you know, sometimes it's not easy to, you know, find people. You know, you got to reach out to people who are talented, and it's very hard to find them. If you're not friends with them and you're not, you know, in the theaters with them and you're doing performances with them, it's hard to know who, you know, who the good ones are.
What would happen if I, on my Facebook page, let's say that you were looking for whatever, and I put that on my Facebook page, the friends that I had made would see it.
Perfect.
Asian Americans would see this, and they would either pass it along or say, write back, I got somebody.
That would be
or
awesome.
Or I know somebody, you know. So that's that. I could do that.
Okay. Oh, that would be so helpful. Really. I mean, that's in the far distant future. Right now, we need to concentrate on
Bojess.
Right
now, you got to deal with this show with Bojess.
Which, you know, this is such a funny. I mean, it's such a perfectly written show. And the actors are just so good in it. They really and truly are. They're just, every single one of them is just perfectly cast.
They truly are. Pat boasted about every one of them.
Because they're just so good. And what she's done with them is, you know, really. Is she still here?
That's really good to hear.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Patty, good.
Yes. Yeah, one of my my main visions, unbeknownst to the cast, was that I work on not so much about, you know, learning the lines and let's get the blocking. It's more about I needed to create a family. So you're taking people who maybe one or two of them knew each other from a previous production, but I'm pretty much essentially taking strangers, bringing them together, and trying to make a family out of it. So in the beginning, I did do some improvisations, some acting exercises with them, and I do believe it enhanced their performances because I'm looking up there. And actually, some of our – we had our pretty much like a pre-tech rehearsal last night. We had some people in who hadn't seen the show, and they're saying, wow, do they all know each other? Did, you know, are they all friends? And to me, I'm like, yeah, I did my job. That was my main goal, was to make sure that they were bonded and they came across as a family.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Great
to hear.
I mean, I've seen them, you know, perform together, and they're just, you know, they're always having a good time up there. And really, that's what it's about. And when you have a good time up there, everybody else feels it in the audience, and then
mm-hmm.
they have fun. You know, you have to be good, but you also have to have fun. I mean, that's really...
Yeah. Well, this as a reviewer, the problem that I see, not with necessarily your place, but in terms of community theater,
mm-hmm.
is that the people who attend are their friends and family, so it doesn't matter, sometimes it doesn't matter how bad they do,
right.
how badly they do, the people will applaud, et cetera, and then the place thinks that they have a hit.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's very difficult for me when I'm reviewing to you know, like, I could see that you suck. You're off key. They don't care. They don't care because you're up there singing. It's like,
right.
You know, and it's like, oh, come on, give me a break.
That's hysterical.
You know, so I can't. But I have to, and I just to give you a quick thing, what I go by actually is really back when I was only in my teens and in a repertory group,
mm-hmm.
and everything had to be perfect. The director made sure everything had to be perfect. We're only like, I was like 14 at the time or something, 14, 15, but everything had to be perfect. And
right.
When I look at that, that's what I go back to, thinking if the actors aren't doing at least that good, then there's a problem, you know. But I understand it. It of course helps me when I'm reviewing shows as well. I think the probably the most difficult was. I was like 17, and the director calls me up. I said, no, I can't do anything. This summer I have I'm in a movie, don't you? He goes, yeah, okay. Well, and he said, no, I don't need you to act in the show. I just need you to be the musical director. And of course, my jaw drops, and I'm going, just need to be, did you just say you need me to be the musical director of the show? And I'm the kind of person that if you said to me, if you called me and said, Merle, I need you to direct the show, I wouldn't turn it down because I would say, well, if they need me to direct the show, I guess I'll go and do it.
Merle, can you juggle for us? We need a juggler. I'm just testing you.
Well, I can't. He used to say to me, I need you to play the accordion. And I go, well, yeah. Oh, come on, you can go. Go get an accordion and you could do it.
And you would.
I would say,
you're
well,
so
well, see,
funny.
I guess
oh,
I'll
my
learn
God.
The accordion. But even funnier, and you'll think this is hysterical. So I'm doing all this with the musical directing, and I was in the movie Up the Damn Staircase, and this, so I'm going back dealing with these two things, and then he tells me 2 weeks into rehearsal that so and so left, and I now need you to take her part. And I'm going,
no.
And I'm, which was the third lead, and I'm going, should I pinch myself? This was a really great thing to smell the crowd. Is he really? I mean, is he really doing this? And yes, I said, I did it. I said, well, I'll certainly do my best, but it's, and here's the part you'll appreciate. So now I'm on the stage. You got to see this. I'm on the stage. Oh, and by the way, I had to play six. They gave me a piano player. I didn't really like him. And I, so I wound up having to play six songs at the piano as well as compose the overture. And now I'm on the stage. I'm delivering my lines. And at the end of those lines, the person that I'm delivering them has to slowly walk up to the front of the stage and sing. So I have to get off the stage, run down the steps, get to the piano to accompany him.
Good Lord.
This had to be, if anyone was watching, they would have probably been hysterical. And I just, all I did was like shrug my shoulders and go, whatever, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
so
that shows your integrity.
I'm telling you this so you know how much I know about the theater, so you can.
I can
so
definitely.
Any assistance you want, let me know.
That's hysterical. No, that's great.
Okay. Anyway, all right. So we're going to go.
Okay.
And if I have any other questions, you know, I'll email you or whatever.
Okay.
Because I got to get the article done, I guess, I don't know what's the next issue or the issue after. I'm not sure. I have all these deadlines of articles. And, you know, we'll go from there. And
that sounds great. Well, this was really a pleasure. This was fun.
Yes, thank you.
This is great.
Yeah, and as I said, we can talk about, I'll tell you about how to do your own show if you want.
Sure.
It's
Do our own show? We have you.
Well, you're always welcome. No, you're always welcome to get a hold of me and say, we want to do, you know, another interview. Regardless of whether I'm, you know, if I'm writing for, what happens when I write for the Times Ledger, they want quotes. If I'm writing for the Queen's Times, I don't have to have quotes. But it doesn't mean that, you know, that if I'm not happen to be covering your show, that I can't, you know, give you publicity by the radio. So just keep it in mind.
That would be great. Really, we appreciate that so much. Thank you. Really.
By the way, it'll go up on my Facebook page, you know, that I put down, and I'll put the link of today's show.
Okay. So this radio show will be on your Facebook?
Yeah. Somebody will be able to click onto it, and it'll link right to the show.
Excellent.
And what I'll do is I'll email you the link as well.
Terrific.
All right?
How wonderful. Well, this was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
And thank you for all the food advice and everything else.
Well, now I'm going to look at brownies.com. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Well, have a great day.
You too,
thank
Merle.
You.
Be well.
See you on the page. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, and it's not like I can end the show because I think the show already ended.